I think that is the honorable thing to do, because for all intents and purposes, that agreement between the MDC and ZANU-PF has been violated, and it has been violated by one party. Which party is ZANU-PF? And it shows that even if the MDC remained engaged with the ZANU-PF under the circumstances, that agreement is unworkable, and ZANU-PF has just shown that. So the only thing that the MDC could do is to divorce itself from that process, because ZANU-PF is not serious.
But Mr. Tsvangirai's critics are saying whatever is happening, the abductions and arrest of his members, is separate from the talks. And once he agrees to work with Mugabe, these abductions will cease.
No, you cannot say that the abductions and all the current breakdown of the rule of law and forced disappearance that are taking place are not part of the deal. This is what Zimbabweans are looking for, to have a restoration of law and order. The whole agreement between the MDC and ZANU-PF is to restore democratic legitimacy. And there's no way you can restore democratic legitimacy in Zimbabwe with the kind of lawlessness that is happening.